think the prophet Jeremiah today admits a situation that we often find ourselves in as believers as well, where we have terror on every side and lots of cause for fear. People who are seeking to undo or attack or destroy the gospel and the work that Christ is doing in our world and in the midst of us, seeking to tear down all that is good. People who are plotting our demise as a community, as believers, as a church, etc. But the prophet says, despite all of these things, he looks around and recognizes that the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. There is a beautiful, one of my favorite novels is written by a Monsignor Robert Hugh Benson, who was writing right at the turn of the 1900s. And he also wrote very famously, probably his most famous work is The Lord of the World, which Pope Francis recently said is one of his favorite books. But he also wrote, Monsignor Benson wrote a book called Come Rack, Come Rope. Come Rack, Come Rope. And it was the story, I highly recommend it. It's very, very well done and very engaging, and also probably pretty relevant for us coming up pretty soon, potentially, unfortunately. We never know where things are going exactly, but anyways, it's the story of Catholicism in the Elizabethan persecution in England, and the story of a priest who, first of all, pursues the priesthood in the midst of adversity, and then lives his priesthood in the midst of this persecution. And the reason I bring all that up is actually there's a very beautiful portrayal of St. Edmund Campion, who would have been around at that time. And of course, it's a novel, but I think at the same time, stories we're aware of the life of saints and the lives that they lived and stories endure about them. And so the reason I bring all that up is that there's a very humorous sort of break where this young priest goes in disguise with some friends to London for various reasons, and they end up coming across a procession of the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, who is doing all this persecution. It's a very bad thing to be Catholic. You know, it's kind of like going into the midst, the heart of the enemy's territory. And St. Edmund Campion, you know, everybody that's the author or the person that's in the story, the priest and other people are scared. And Edmund Campion is walking around and he's saluting and he's just full of joy and tips his hat to the Queen and long live the Queen and all these sorts of things, right? And he ends up being martyred, not in that moment, you know, but later on in his life, he is martyred. But that sense, there's a couple of other times where he comes in as sort of this jolly person who's even in the midst of the persecution is able to endure and is able to live life as it's meant to be lived. And I think the reason I bring that up, that image popped into my mind as I'm imagining Jeremiah, who's tempted to look around at all of the persecution, all of the difficulties, the struggles that are going on, and maybe for us, it's family members or friends or adversity that we experience as we're trying to live our Catholic faith in our community, in our country, whatever it might be. But that same temptation to look around, and the first thing we may notice, we may be a little bit pessimistic at first, and the first thing that may come to our eyes is the terror, is the difficulties. But like the prophet Jeremiah, we too should then follow that up with saying, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame. The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. The Lord is with us like a mighty champion. No matter what adversities, difficulties we may be facing, no matter what struggles we may be facing as individuals or as community or as a group of believers of Christ in the world today, may we too remind ourselves and take great joy, not just consolation, but take great joy in the fact that the Lord is with us like a mighty champion. He is with us here at this altar, but he also goes forth with us. And despite whatever it is that's being done to us, whatever terrors are out there, whatever things we are tempted to be afraid of, may we not just be reminded with the intellectual thought that Christ is with me, but may it actually give us joy. May we allow the joy of Christ to go forth from us even in the midst of difficulties and adversity.